News now from AM 550, FM 99.9. WSAU.
Hello, I'm Larry Lee with the latest news on WSAU.com. Multiple media reports now say that a federal judge has not approved the release of over 100 documents related to the John Doe probe into the state's recall campaigns. Both the Associated Press and the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel clarified this morning that Judge Rudolph Randa did not sign an order to unseal records in the case. Earlier reports said Randa issued the order last night after prosecutors asked the judge to unseal records in the federal civil rights lawsuit. Wisconsin Club for Growth filed that suit. They allege the prosecutors violated free speech rights by forcing them to remain silent during this key election year. An embattled lawmaker has entered not guilty pleas to sexual assault charges. Bob Haig has that story.
Bill Cramer, a Waukesha Republican, stripped of his title as Assembly Majority Leader after accusations of misconduct at a Washington, D.C. fundraiser, entering the plea on two felony charges of second-degree sexual assault. Those stem from a 2011 incident when Cramer allegedly groped a woman. He waived his right to a preliminary hearing, and a court commissioner found probable cause to proceed to trial. The criminal complaint alleging Cramer grabbed the breasts and groin of the woman, a legislative staffer, following a Republican event. The charges, filed in March, just a month after the lawmaker was accused of groping another aide and sexually harassing a lobbyist at the D.C. event. Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Wisconsin-based Kohl's Department Stores reports a 15% drop in profits for the 3 months ending May 3rd. Kohl's said today they made $125 million during the period. That's down from $147 million the same stretch a year ago. Wausau is going to look for a new human resources director. Michael Loy announcing earlier today he's leaving the city position to become senior executive of human resources for North Central Healthcare. Wisconsin's unemployment rate going down again. State labor officials said today the seasonally adjusted jobless rate went down a tenth of a point. It's now at 5.8% for the month of April. The preliminary numbers showed 7,600 private sector jobs were added in April, a figure based on 3.5% of the state's employers. Transportation officials are getting ready for their beefed-up seatbelt enforcement effort. Jackie Johnson has that story.
Nearly 400 law enforcement agencies in Wisconsin will be on the lookout for unbuckled drivers and passengers during the annual Click It or Ticket mobilization. Former Green Bay Packer Donald Driver makes a stop in Madison to help get the word out. He tells the story about how a family friend lost her life in a car crash. She was not wearing her seatbelt.
And I get emotional about it, but it makes you appreciate life so much more.
The all-time leading receiver for the Packers says he always makes sure his kids are buckled up.
Even though my house is only 3 minutes from where my daughter goes to school, in those 3 minutes, anything can happen.
Jackie Johnson, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Stevens Point police are investigating an incident that happened Tuesday. A 10-year-old boy walking in the 2700 block of Indiana Avenue when a man stopped his gray minivan next to him and asked if he wanted to go to the dollar store. The boy said no, and the man drove away. The boy did not recognize the man. That man's described as around 40 years old with a reddish beard and wearing a gray hooded sweatshirt. Stevens Point Police Detective Sergeant Joe Gruber said the man did not get out of the van and he did not say anything else to the boy, but they'd still like to know just who he is. Parents also reminded to talk to their children about strangers and what to do. Anyone has information about the man and the minivan, they're encouraged to contact Stevens Point Police 715-346-1500, or if it's urgent, 911. How about them Brewers? They pulled one off in the ninth inning today. In fact, it was definitely an exciting one. Chris Davis getting a winning two-run single in the bottom of the ninth with a broken bat to boot, and that brought in the tying and the winning run. You heard it here on WSAU. The Storm Track 9 forecast with meteorologist Tony Schumacher tonight. Mostly cloudy, some spotty sprinkles or flurries possible. Partial clearing late and even some patchy frost possible. The overnight low will be 34. Friday, mostly cloudy and continued cool. A few spotty light showers possible in the afternoon and maybe even mixed with some flakes of snow. High 51. Friday night, decreasing clouds and a good chance of frost. Expect a low of 31. Then Saturday, partly cloudy early, turning mostly cloudy later in the day. A slight chance of a light shower, high of 58. Partly cloudy and milder on Sunday, a nice 65-degree high expected. Then sunshine in the morning and a few chances of showers overnight Monday, high 68. 60s and 70s for the balance of next week. That's the latest news and weather. I'm Larry Lee on Central Wisconsin's Fox News Station, WSAU and WSAU.com.